When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On again, another BAM Truth Thursday. What's good, my people? Always much respect. We're gonna get into some things. We're gonna show you some supposedly super bug that they're talking about. And I already did a few videos on them, breaks them down and show you some bugs that they're talking about that antibiotic can't cure. So we're gonna talk about it because all of this shit come through the damn injection. Every complication, every one of these bugs you see come around that they're complaining about, they already know the shot bring all of this shit to the table. We're gonna talk about it. Just make it run.
Mm-hmm. It's concerning.
Rachel Horan is visiting her sick grandfather at UMC Hospital. She says she not only has to worry about her grandpa's illness, but the possibility of him contracting Candida auris, also known as superbug.
You hear that, people? Candida auris, and they call it superbug. So basically, it's another one on the table again, people. Why they call it superbug? It's an infection that can't be cured. Pay attention here. Listen.
I have a lot. Mm-hmm. I have confidence in the doctors and nurses, especially because of what we just went through.
Oh, what we just went through. And now you have confidence in the nurses and doctors? Oh, you tell me, please, what did you see in the pandemic to make you now trust doctors and nurses? Haha, I think if you're smart, you would learn not to trust these people and the medical industry. Or what you just been through. You see how they handle you. You see how they deal with you. They actually show you that you don't make no decisions. You don't have no control of your own life. So pay attention here. What did you learn from the previous pandemic? Pay attention.
It's still concerning.
Mm-hmm. The Nevada Department of Health and Human Services reported 202 cases of superbug back in January. This is the highest number of cases we have seen in Southern Nevada. Mm-hmm. We wanted to know why.
Listen,
so we asked local experts.
They're always going to come asking those questions, why we have these outbreaks, why do we have these infections popping up? They're gonna keep asking the question why, and I'm gonna keep giving them the answer. You understand that is the same shot that they serve up everybody, kill your immune system, so therefore you can't fight off no bug, none of these things you can't fight off. You understand that? That's the reason why they plug you up with that mass vaccination. Listen,
Dr. Edwin O, he leads the wastewater testing efforts at UNLV and is monitoring the severity of this situation.
Mm-hmm. We are finding in certain strategic locations
a
little bit more the presence of this pathogen.
Dr. O tells
you. They call it a pathogen, people, and pay attention to where they say they find it, people. You have to pay attention here. It's a trickery with the medical industry to keep telling you how they find these bugs and virus in the water supply, in the supposedly drainage, and the wastewater. Pay attention here to what they're going to tell you.
Listen. They have collected samples of wastewater from all over the valley.
There you go again, people. They have to go back to the wastewater. Like I tell you, your destruction is coming from the water. Remember, the wastewater is what they recycle and give you again to drink to your faucet. What's wrong, people? Why you can't understand these things? Once they start telling you about they finding these viruses and deadly bugs in the wastewater, it just meaning that the water is where you're getting that the bugs and infections from. 100%. Most of the things that are reaching us, the part of our demise, destruction for the masses is coming from that same water. Believe it or not, and that's the reason why they're quick to point the finger on wastewater supply to show you COVID, to show you any disease that the mass is having, it's in the wastewater. What that tell you if the wastewater gonna be recycled and come right back to you? What they're trying to tell you here? Listen.
Says they are seeing higher levels of the pathogen in certain areas.
There you
go. We're gonna find this pathogen a lot more in different healthcare settings.
In different healthcare settings. I already told you, people, most of these sickness and viruses come from the healthcare settings, meaning that they're the one who issue it up by some means or any means. Do you understand that? The vaccine don't compromise the whole wide world. And all they're going to tell you is just a new bug or something attacking your body or taking over your body. but they never point the finger on that vaccine shot. Listen.
Pathogen is a drug-resistant germ that spreads in places like hospitals.
People drug resistance, meaning that drug can't help it. That drug can't kill it, can't fight it. Okay.
And medical clinics, and it can cause serious infection.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. O says what they are finding from the wastewater near these healthcare facilities is alarming.
The levels close.
Watch the hand sign, people. Watch the pyramid on the hand sign, and you understand who they work for. They're working for the devil against the regular people. Why are they bringing you these things now? Because it's too late. There's no way you can stop these things from happening. So pay attention here.
Closer to various facilities, various healthcare facilities have been high. So
look
to
at them people. You see how they fix their glass? Nobody fix their glass like that for real. But it's Freemasonry. See on the hand sign right there. Pay attention to what they do, the masses.
Dr. O explained to us that they are in constant communication with healthcare practices around the valley, informing them about the increase of superbug pathogen levels.
So what that gonna do? How that gonna help? You know, you don't have nothing to basically solve the problem. Only thing you can do is just make people aware of it. Listen.
And each facility can take matters into their own hands and increase sanitizing protocols as needed.
By providing this information, I think we can then get folks a little bit more aware of the environment they're in.
That's all, people. The only thing they're doing is making you aware of all these wicked shit that surround you, that they surround you with. If you notice nowadays, it's awareness, everything they bring into the table, even though them is the operator of it. They're the one who put it together and they're bringing it to your attention. Why? Because there's nothing you can do about it. These are the times now. They're just making you aware of the devil work. That's it. They're making you aware of what the devil people doing to you right here on earth. That's all they're doing. Making you aware. Move.
Important warning for America's governors
here, people.
Directly.
Hold on, people. As you could see this weird looking thing on screen, a man in a drag. Fooling the damn masses. I told you don't trust the damn news. And they're only making you aware of things. Why they're doing that, people, when they know that there's no control in your hands? I'm asking you a serious question. Why did they let you aware of these things, knowing that you have no control of it? Now pay attention to what I've been telling you the whole time. That America gonna tell you that some hackers is hacking their water supply. Do you understand that the water treatment plants and everything, and then bam, here comes the destruction. I told you sometimes I'm kind of reluctant to say these things because they're going to happen for real, 100% in. So pay attention as they just tell you about all the bacteria and these wicked things, bugs, lingering inside the wastewater. Pay attention here to what the government telling you here. Pay attention.
Warning for America's governors directly from the Biden administration. Hackers are targeting water and wastewater systems from coast to coast.
There you go, people. They mention water system and wastewater plant, people. Wastewater treatment. What you can't understand. How would I know these things, people? How did I know that this gonna happen? Because it's where you're vulnerable. Anybody can see it. Anybody can figure it out. What next they're gonna touch on? Something that basically connected to you. Something that basically connected to your life that you live right here on this side of the earth. Water. Do you understand that? I already told you they use that to manipulate you straight out the box. Because they tell you it's something that the human being can't live without. So of course that's what your demise is in right there. The drinking water. Pay attention here.
The National Security Advisor and head of the EPA sending a letter to all 50 governors advising they need to be proactive in boosting their digital defenses.
Hear that, people? They're talking about they send to governors all over to boost their supposed to be digital what? Go back again. Listen.
EPA sending a letter to all 50 governors advising they need to be proactive in boosting their digital defenses.
Their digital defenses. So yes, they have some digital defenses and they need to activate them or boost them to stop these attacks on the water supply. What is going on here, people? Like I mentioned, these things is out of your hands and these are the only things they're supposed to be making you aware of, something that you can't do nothing about. You only can just sit by and watch. So now your brain is completely consumed with all of these problems that you can't solve. You understand? It's just like I tell you, they're hunting for cancer more than ever now. More cancer screening, and they still didn't break through yet. They didn't find no cure. They didn't find no good treatment. But they want to search for it so they know that you have it to stress you out. This is what the devil hurt have to offer. All of these things to put strain on your brain and your system, even though you can't do shit about it. Listen.
Nancy Liu is live for us in Los Angeles. And Nancy, do the feds know who is responsible for the cyber attacks?
What they don't?
Well, Nicole, no secret there. China and Iran.
Bam. China and Iran. I'm surprised it's not China and Russia playing scapegoat on the dumb masses here. You don't get it. You shouldn't want to be in Babylon anymore, people. It's coming down to that time. Most of the people need to get out of Babylon. If you're awake, it's time. Because we already see their hands and it's showing nothing good. Do you understand that only destruction we see coming from these things that they're putting on the table, things that they're introducing the masses to, AIs and all. Remember, it's AI supposed to be running those water supply, our water treatment plants. That's the reason why it can be attack or act. Do you got it or not, people? You need to wake up. Pay attention here. Listen.
This is an extraordinary official warning to governors in every state involving a commodity all Americans rely on. This particular plant,
the commodity that all Americans rely on. They're talking about the water supply, people, and that's exactly what they're tampering with. Can you believe it? They know what you what makes you vulnerable. They know what you supposedly need, because they're the one who tell you those things. They're the one who put it in your mind and your brain, what you actually need to survive on this earth. And then they use that for the manipulation.
Here in LA, this is part of a system serving over 4 million people. The EPA letter sent out this week warns of cyber attacks by China and Iran in particular.
How the fuck do you know who attacking you cyber? Who do you know? How could you tell who cyber attacking you? You know exactly who do it? Why would you wouldn't? You didn't say shit, but yes, China and Iran did it. And what kind of retaliation you gonna put out? You retaliating if somebody fucking with Israel and them other places, you retaliating. But when they fuck with you, you can't do shit but call out the name of the people who doing it to you. I'm talking about America. They're full of shit. 100% in. You're quick to fight war for another country. And now you can't fight when they supposed to be attacking you. You know who doing the damage. You know who is the damn culprit of all of this. And you're playing world police. Why you don't take action about these people who acting one of the most vital things to the human being here? Water. What kind of shit is that? They're going to wait until they poison your ass right here in America by telling you that, you know, one of these countries that they tell you is their enemy hacked the water supply. It's them doing it to the Americans. The same Americans is destroying Americans. China hands is full with the Chinese. So is Iran or any one of them country you can call out talking about they tampering with the water supplies of America. They have time to do that? No, they have time to poison their own people. That's why they're in supposedly power right there. Why you think Biden is in power here? To destroy the Americans. The Chinese government is there to destroy the Chinese. All countries got a leader, a destroyer, 100% in.
Telling state leaders, quote, actors are pre-positioning themselves to disrupt.
Bam. I told you. I've been telling people this thing right here that I figure out from these fakers that telling you the news. Why is they use the word actors? We already know it's actors running the whole thing because it's a world stage. You don't see nobody on the stage unless they are part of the show. And if they are part of the show on a stage, they are actors. So yes, the bad actors is the one who act them. They call it act and cyber attack, act and actors. Those are the words they use. Listen.
Sent out this week warns of cyber attacks by China and Iran in particular, telling state leaders, quote, actors are pre-positioning themselves to disrupt critical infrastructure.
Actors, people, actors. I didn't make it up. They're the one who said it. Wow, you don't get it. It's bad actors. When they say bad actors, what does that mean? Crisis actors. The people who are running this game, this mind game, and you're on the world stage. Do you understand that? They're called bad actors. They don't use them in movies and TV shows. They use them for the world stage. They're bad actors. That's what they call them. Bam.
Structure operations in the event of geopolitical tensions and or military conflicts.
Military conflict. You will never hear America supposedly go to war over these things. They just play the scapegoat and all them things gonna happen to the American by these people who playing the scapegoat. You understand that? But the Americans will never supposedly understand what's going on. They're never gonna fight for you. All these things that's happening from another country supposedly coming here and hacking you. American government won't do nothing about it. Listen.
Notes that drinking and wastewater systems are attractive targets for cyber attacks.
Hear that, people? It's attractive targets for cyber attacks. And I guess it's that easy to hack into these government products, these government things that actually link to you. It's so easy for them to hack the water supply. Is that real? Listen.
Since most have inadequate security resources and technical capacity.
There you go.
While there are ongoing efforts to beef up defenses, sporadic attacks have already targeted parts of the U.S. water system. Iranian-backed cyber hackers targeted multiple U.S. agencies.
How can you tell who did the hacking? How can you tell who target? Normally, you say you don't know. If it's a cyber attack, how the fuck do you know, people? And why put us... I'm going to ask you a question because I'm not stupid here, man. Okay, so you have a system set up to treat the water or supposedly monitor the water and all of that, right? Mix the chemical and all, right? In the treatment plant. I'm going to ask you a question. Why would that system opens to the world? Why would that system opens to Iran? Why would it open to China where they can get in with no fucking problem and then you can call it a bad actor hacking you? I'm asking you a question, people. This is serious shit. Okay, you have a system set up. It's just for treatment of the water and you're using AI to do it. Why the fuck would it open to the outsider? Not only an outsider, but another country? It's stupid shit, people. Don't believe it no more. Do you get it? Okay, it's not an airwaves where every phone attached to. Okay, it's a one system that you're using, you know, to treat your water. And you have algorithms running there. How would it be vulnerable to the public? A country from over the next side of the world can come here and hack you here. Is that real? No, people, it's bullshit. But those are the scenarios they're selling you for you to believe that it's that easy to hack America water supply and bam, you're poisoned.
November, including a water plant in Pennsylvania. Residents were unaffected because an alarm prompted the plant to immediately switch to manual operations.
There you go, people.
Not all agencies have such capacities. The new federal warning follows testimony by FBI Director Christopher Wray in January, alerting a House panel that China holds an enormous cyber advantage.
You hear that, people? China holds a huge cyber advantage over America. Remember, if you go back and check, people, they never tell you one supposedly smart person make shit from China. They never did, people. China is so smart that they can hack these things that America come up with. Remember, all of these technology was made up by the Americans. Do you know that? All the Elon Musk, the Facebooks, people, all of them, they tell you come from America. Steve Jobs, all of these, you know, innovators of this AI, they come from America. But guess what? The peoples in China is not smart enough to come up with these things, but they're smart enough to hack them. It's all bullshit for the dumb masses. You never understand. It's just a trick on the world stage. Everything they tell you is fabricated, made up shit to twist and bend the masses. They put you in a mode. The mode that you win, the vibe that you're feeling around you is them. They're the one who giving you all of these things right here. Now, more fear tactics. You have more things that you need to be afraid of things that you need to be aware of right here. Hacking of the damn water supply. Bam.
Recent reports indicate a rapid spread of the new coronavirus across mainland China. The Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention has conducted training on COVID-19 detection in urban sewage systems.
There you go, people. So pay attention to what they show you going on in China right there. They're talking about the spread of the COVID still going on, people. And they mention the same supposedly water treatment plants right there. So yes, while they're telling you about China hacking America water supply, take a look at China right here. They in shambles supposedly with the virus, and they're showing you in the wastewater just like America. Pay attention here.
Emphasizing data security protocols, netizens have expressed concerns regarding the lack of attention given to wastewater surveillance.
You hear that, people? China, even though China is the one who hacking America, they worry about the attention or less attention being showing to the water supplies and these treatments in China. So pay attention here, people. Why America keeps saying that China hacking their water supply, China have problems with theirs. So what that tell you? Listen.
Netizens have expressed concerns regarding the lack of attention given to wastewater surveillance until these recent developments. Some have criticized the prioritization of national nucleic acid testing over sewage surveillance.
Additionally, even sewage surveillance. Pay attention here, people. As you could see, all of them right there struggling to breathe with that bag on their nose, and they tell you that's healthy. Yes, in an upside down satanic world, that's healthy to cover your nose. The place that you breathe to, where you breathe and everything, you have to tie it up with a bag, and they tell you that's healthy. Okay, upside down
the
world.
The importance of wearing masks for air purification.
There you go, people.
And the need to detect
air purification. The reason to wear masks is to purify the air. Go back again. Listen.
Prioritization of national nucleic acid testing over sewage surveillance. Additionally, the importance of wearing masks for air purification. And
air purification. And don't worry about it. Mention the Center of Disease Control in China. Same way like they give you the CDC right here in America that control the disease. Any disease that you see on the table, they own it. They control it. They're the one issuing it. Do you believe that? All they have to do is run a scare tactics and tell you about a deadly virus, and then bam, they give you some kind of precaution, something to take, and then you have the damn virus. Do you get it? This is a devil hurt. This is how they catch the masses. Harder chaos.
Need to detect environmental virus traces were discussed.
There you go.
Last year, reports emerged from mainland China suggesting hospitals were neglecting to test for the new coronavirus, possibly under orders from higher authorities.
They tell them not to test for the new coronavirus. What a dumb shit, people. Remember, they tell you that virus come from a lab in Wuhan, China, and all of a sudden it spread to the whole world, basically. The whole wide world get a touch of this supposed virus. And I tell you, people, you can't go wrong. Listen to the mag be the truth. Like I tell you, they banned me for exposing the coronavirus from 2019. Believe it or not, December 2019. Yes, I break it out and show them that there's no way you should believe in a coronavirus deadly enough to kill you when they class it as the common cold. They never say coronavirus. They say coronaviruses. And how you explain what coronaviruses? It said common cold. That means there is no coronavirus, period, that's have deadly on it. Listen what I'm saying, people. Listen. When I show you that shit in the Encyclopedia of Medicine, like I say, it never say the coronavirus is the common cold. It say coronaviruses. So they can come and say, oh, it's another string of the virus. Oh, it's a string. It's bullshit. You get it? It's bullshit. The only string is what they use, you know, sentimentally or whatever to tie the motherfucker together. That's it. But when you go and you check, it shows that all coronaviruses still stand as the common cold, meaning it can't kill nobody, period. Do you get it? You shouldn't take no special precaution for it. You shouldn't take a joke. You should never take a shot for it. Period. So they use the cold and the flu to fool the fucking Chinese, knowing that it can be a train reaction to the rest of the world. So they start it right there, because they will follow suit. They will wear the mask more than anybody in the world. They're quick to wear the mask. They will quicker to take a shot more than anybody in the world. So you understand, they will fire procedure quicker than any nation in the world. That's the reason why they give you that agenda. Start right there in China. Nothing done without a damn reason. You understand that? Nothing is coincident. The reason why they start the virus in China is because it makes it easier for it to supposedly spread to the rest of the world. Just by word of mouth. Just by what they're showing you. Just by what they're telling you. All fabricated shit.
And suggests that the CCP has been using alternative diagnoses like mycoplasma pneumonia and influenza to conceal the true extent of the epidemic.
What a damn joke, people. In the place where they want to spread it, in the place where they want to tell you that it's more and more and more, they want you to believe that that coronavirus would never leave you. Remember what it is, the common cold, where everybody have. At some point, you're going to have it. And if you take the test, it's going to show positive. So now you are part of the world. Dumb shit. You have the coronavirus. What a dumb shit for the masses.
The Communist Party's two sessions, concerns over the epidemic resurfaced. Reports from mainland citizens suggest the impact of this round of the epidemic is indiscriminate across age groups, with those with weaker immune systems particularly vulnerable.
There you go, people. And why is they talking about the coronavirus in China today, people? Why? That's a good question. Remember, they juice them up left and right. That's one of the countries where the vaccination rate is about 100%. Do you got it? Meaning they vaccinated everybody. Remember, I just tell you, they follow procedures. That's why they started right there to show the rest of the world and say, look, remember what they did? They show you China supposed to be free after COVID after a time. It's a whole trick, people. Why you can't see it for what it is? They tell you that Chinese is break out with the virus, right? They show the rest of the world how to prepare for it by showing you China. And then they say, look, China pull off one of the good schemes. They actually get rid of the virus. And every country supposed to be interesting. That's part of the world stage. Interested in how China get it done. And that's the lockdown, the quarantine, and also the injection. So guess what they do? They use China as the blueprint to go after the rest of the world. The rest of the world now follow the suit of China, vaccinating everybody, locking them down, force locking them down and everything. What do you think? This is what set the whole stage for the fake COVID. And like I mentioned, your immune system is dead because of that shot. Go back and check any harsh medication and check what's the side effect. It's gonna tell you. You're going to lower your chances of fighting off other viruses and diseases. Why? Because those chemicals kill your immune system. Don't let them fool you now and tell you that now China break back out. And one of the places that already basically get rid of the COVID first, they're one of the first ones to fight off the COVID. And then they vaccinate everybody and now they come back with the COVID again. What that tell you? Listen.
Instances of severe pneumonia and respiratory distress have caused widespread anxiety. Mr. Liu from Beijing reports a strain on healthcare facilities with bed shortages and inadequate treatment options.
That's how they're going to tell you to make the world get panic about this virus, people. Tell you about, running out of beds, hospital, all of these resources is getting weak because too much patient coming in at one time. It's fake shit. 100%. You shouldn't buy it anymore.
He noted the prevalence of pneumonia cases, look at them, people. Particularly look at them. Among older individuals.
Because the older you are, is there your target? You are the target, people. 65 and up, you are the target. They're going to get rid of you first and then they go to the lower age group. This is how they do it. Why you think the older people is dead, sick and dead? Their immune system got weakened by the shot.
Leads to heightened fear and economic strain. Similarly, Mr. Sun from Jiangsu province described overcrowded hospitals and fatalities, alleging that local officials are downplaying.
They're going to show you these foggy videos of overwhelmed hospital in China. And don't worry about it. Like I tell you, it might be at your doorstep. It might come in soon to your doorstep. And that's the reason why they show you these things in China. Like I tell you, it's good to show them as example to what's going to happen to you later. Bam.
Scientists say they have successfully eliminated HIV from infected cells. Using.
Listen to this right here, people. They're talking about scientists say they finally eliminate AIDS from the cell, or basically take the AIDS away from the cell. Remember, these dangerous or deadly viruses taking over your cell, including cancer. That's what it do. It takes over your cell. So now they're telling you they can take the AIDS off the cell. Do you believe it? Listen here, because they're breaking no grounds. Listen.
Scientists say they have successfully eliminated HIV from infected cells using Nobel Prize winning CRISPR gene editing technology.
Wow, there you go again, people. And I do believe, people, since they keep mentioning this CRISPR genes editing bullshit, I already don't tell you it's part of the masses' destruction. Now listen to how they're going to use it to destroy you. Pay attention here, because we're looking at it like, okay, it was something where they can create these genes and create these babies. But that's not what it really about, people. It's about changing your genes. Remember, we talk about it with these foreign medication, these weird medication that they're bringing forth to the table to save you from something dangerous. It's actually messing with your inside, changing up your DNA, as they call it, and everything, changing over your cells. What do you think, people? So part of the CRISPR genes editing is changing your genes completely. So they tell you have a sickness and it's the genes that hold in the sickness. So now they can actually take those genes out or change it out to something different without that supposed infection or virus. Do you get what they're telling you here? It's all bullshit made up by the damn government to fool you. You really believe that they can do these things? You're in a world of hurt. They're not trying to help mankind. They're here for the destruction. Listen.
The hope is to ultimately be able to rid the body entirely of the virus, although much more work is needed to check it would
be. What's going to happen to that cell? Because once these things take over your cell is dead. That's what you need to understand. What you think they can take off the AIDS off the cell and the cell still alive? Just like I tell you with cancer, you think they can take the cancer off the cell and the cell still alive? As a matter of fact, they don't mess with the cancer. They just kill the fucking cells. That's what they do. So if the cancer is in there on some of the cells, yes, they send the radiation and the supposedly chemotherapy to kill every cell in your body. Now, if it kills out the ones with the cancer first, they can just stop it and say, yes, now you cure, but you lose cells. You can't live without them. You couldn't live with the cancer on them, and you can't live without them. The cell is what holding your body up. Your cells is your immune system. The cells is what keeping you going.
Safe and effective. Let's get more on this and speak with Dr. Jonathan Stoy, a virus expert at the Francis Crick Institute. Hello, welcome to you. Thanks for being with us. So just explain how this process works.
That sounds stupid.
Well, I think before I do that, I have to give you a little bit of background about HIV and the disease it causes. So when HIV infects a cell, it kills it.
Hear that, people?
And this can result in AIDS, and people will die.
Hold on here, people. So you see that right there, people? You hear them tell you what's AIDS. Okay, you have HIV. The HIV kills the cells. When your cells dead, meaning you have no immune system, that's AIDS. You hear me, people? What I've been telling you, people, why did I tell you that the vaccination bring back the HIV AIDS? Why did I tell you that? And they banned. The only podcast I ever got banned is for saying that right there. The fact that now that you've been injected, yes, your cells is dead. Your immune system dead. And when they're completely dead, your cells completely dead, yes, they call that AIDS. Your body have no resistance, period. That means you're gonna die. That's exactly what they call AIDS. So I'm gonna ask you a question. When you have cancer and you're taking these chemotherapies and all, and they're killing your cells, how come they didn't tell you at that point that if your cell die, you're in trouble? They never did. But they tell you because the cancer controlling your cells, you're in trouble. But if the cell die, you're good. Dumb the fuck on.
However, we have worked out ways to treat the virus and stop it growing. And if you take your HIV medication, you don't succumb to AIDS.
You know what they call treat, people? Do you know what they call treat? So they're going to treat the HIV, meaning that they're going to keep it alive. You know what treat or what? Treatment. Yes, they're treating it, meaning that it's going to stay alive. A lot of people don't get it, man. Cancer treatment, meaning they're treating the cancer. It's like you're feeding a damn dog or a cat or something that you have as a pet. You're treating it. That means it's getting, it's well. It's nice. It's good. That's why you're treating it. So when they talk about cancer treatment, they're treating the cancer. They're feeding the cancer. They're making the cancer more dangerous to destroy your damn body. That's what I'd interpret as treatment.
However, there is a problem here. Because we can't get rid of all the virus. Some of it will infect cells, go to sleep, and persist for a long, long time.
You hear that, people?
But occasionally reactivate.
Mm-hmm.
And if we are not taking medication, we're back to square one again.
There you go, people. The same thing I was just explaining to you. They're treating it, people. They're treating it. So that means the medication that you're taking is treating the cancer. You got what I'm saying? So now when you stop treating the cancer, now they're telling you the cancer gonna get out of control? Come on, people. This is bullshit. Like I mentioned, if they can't cure it, why they're searching for it? Listen.
But occasionally reactivate.
Mm-hmm.
And if we are not taking medication, we're back to square one again.
There you go. That means the medication wasn't doing nothing. All it doing is keeping you to go on the next day. That's why you have a certain amount that you take a day. That's what it requires to keep you alive for the whole day. I'll keep you to, you know, keep these symptoms away from you. But if you stop taking it, they're right back. So that means those medication wasn't doing the job. Do you know what I mean, people? If I got a sickness, I need the pills to take care of the sickness, not to cover it up. So as soon as I stop taking the medication, the shit show back up. Come on, people, the medical industry, wicked shit, and the people here.
So for a number of years, scientists have been trying to find ways to get rid of the HIV from our cells. And this CRISPR-Cas9 technology, which we've heard about, is the current best chance of doing this.
So they're talking about genes editing, even though it's your cells that damage. So you see what they're talking about here, people. Your cell damage, they're going to repair your genes. Listen.
It consists of a way of delivering an enzyme into a cell that will cut specifically the virus. And it has this enzyme plus guides that will target it to give it the specificity.
No, people, it's bullshit. How can they can do that to cancer? To make it specifically kill the cancer and save the cell. They can't do that, people. Anything that you see them treating these things with, guess what it is? Cell killers. All they have to do is kill the cell that got infected, and then they tell you you're good to live. Listen.
The experiments we've heard about are in cells. They're not in humans or primates, but there is every hope that this kind of technology will be useful in the future in order to try and get rid of HIV from this latent reservoir.
There you go,
so
people.
How far off do you think scientists are in being able to get this treatment to work effectively then?
Well, there are a lot of problems. You have to remember, we don't know very much about this viral reservoir. There are probably at least 10 to the 9 cells, a billion cells that carry these proviruses.
Wow.
And we don't know how many of those we have to eliminate in order to cure people from it.
There you go, people. They mention how much cell they have to eliminate. They don't know quite much how much they have to kill, because they use the word eliminate. So yes, when they finish, your cells is now dead. What gonna happen to you? You couldn't live with the cell compromised. How the fuck you gonna live with them dead? I already told you, all by design for the masses' destruction. Bam.
Menopause is a rite of passage for all women of a certain age. And with it comes physical and emotional changes.
Yes, so we're going to talk about the supposed menopause. Since they tell you it's something natural that happens to female when they get to a certain age, you have to understand that's not real. Okay, so I told the masses all the time that you're living here on earth consuming these deadly chemicals. You see, after a while, your body gets overwhelmed with it. So when you get to a certain age group, they already know these are the times that are going to affect you. The menopause is nothing different. It's overloading your body with chemical. So that's why it approaches you at a certain age group. Why? Because now your body taking so much of that chemical, they know. Why you think they tell you when to get a cancer screen? Why you think they tell you the age group when you're vulnerable? Now is the time to take those screens in. Why they do that? Because they know these are the times when your body is going to be full with that chemical. Now it start messing with your cells. Now these things going to show up. So pay attention. The menopause is nothing natural. It's something that they do to the masses. Right here. Pay attention.
Many women are familiar with the changes. But some of the changes will catch them off guard.
Listen.
Hot flashes and night sweats. And
listen, people, because all of those supposed to be symptoms that they mention as menopause are actually caused by chemical. It's chemical reaction, people. That's what caused menopause. Now, you might in your lifetime pass in this stage, or you might be right there or pass it already. So you're telling yourself, yes, it's something natural because it just approaches your body, but you never understand. Remember, you don't know what you're taking in. These deadly chemicals actually in your body. You're using deodorant, soap, you're using all these lotions, you're using these all of these fast food and processed food and all of these things that they're serving up. All of it contains chemical, and after a while, your body gets overwhelmed with it. It's sort of like it gets to a tipping point where it starts acting up. It starts showing you these things, and they know the particular chemical that causes these things that they call menopause. They have the particular chemical that they have out there lurking around that gonna cause that at certain time in your lifetime, basically, when you get to right around 50 and plus. Pay attention.
Yeah. Anxiety, depressive symptoms, brain fog.
Even brain fog they mention, people, because like I say, they put enough stress on you, enough chemical in your body and everything to cause these reactions. Listen.
But according to Dr. Lisa Moscone and her innovative research, it turns out that these uncomfortable and disruptive symptoms don't come from changes in the ovaries.
Listen.
They come from changes in the brain.
Hear that, people? First, they tell you about ovaries. We already know, even though the ovary is going to be damaged in this process, remember I tell you what it is. It's chemical overload. And the chemical actually in your brain also. What you think, people? Like I mentioned, you get to certain age and you go back to a baby state. What that tell you? When you go whole, you go back to a baby state. What that tell you? Yes, it's the chemical. Your body breaks down. They break your back down all the way. Weak and everything. Can't control your bladder and these things. Because what? Now you're going back to baby state. What is that? It's because of all these chemicals that breaks your body down. Instead of you get stronger, you get weaker and weaker and weaker while time progress. All the chemicals starting to get overloaded in your body. It's break you down.
This is revolutionary, right? The idea that this is generated by the brain. It's not that it's new in terms of science, but it's new in terms of explaining to women this is what's going on.
Women will go through menopause, and is the end of a woman's reproductive life.
Yes, it's the end of the woman's reproductive life. You see that? Because at a certain point, you can't produce anymore. This is because your chemical overload. That's it, people. Some people get it earlier. We know women in the 30s that already got hysterectomy and all. Get their ovaries taken out. Why? You don't get it, people. It's because they're overloaded with chemical. Remember, even those supposed to be organs and everything going to work, filtering these chemicals, they're not good for you. After a while, your body gonna take a hit and breaks down. This is what the woman face. And don't worry about it. The males also have their destruction when it comes to those same age group. Chemical overload, and you get, you know, erectile dysfunctioning and all of these things start happening. Yes, it's now for you to get these cancer screening, screen for prostate cancer. All of these things show up because of chemical overload. That's what they did, and they're making it look like it's something normal that have to happen. And because it's have to happen, all you have to do is just stick to your supposed doctor and medical peoples, and they would make you go to it smoothly. Listen.
That's really only half of what menopause is all about. Uh-huh. It does impact your brain and your brain health. Uh-huh. This component to menopause has been completely overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
Her 2017 study was the first ever published about the effects of...
So why it takes so long, people, to do a study on menopause that been hitting the masses forever, supposedly? Why you just doing this study in 2017? Because it is bullshit, 100%. And if you trust in any study, you're stupid in your damn brain. All of these fake studies that the government give you is to bend you. Listen.
Menopause on the brain. Mm-hmm. With Moscone's sights set on the subject, she says her discoveries could be game-changing for women.
Discovery.
To look at the brain, and the brain changes to take place as a woman goes from having a menstrual cycle to not having a menstrual cycle, that there is a reduction in brain energy levels, reductions in gray matter volume in very specific brain regions. We see the blood flow to the brain is also impacted. You can actually...
Remember, people, the older you get, the less your blood flow freely. I already told you about blood, people. The blood get old. The blood get damaged. The blood collect foreign object that you put in it. All of them things make your blood expire. Do you know that the blood can't do what it used to do? It not flowing, you know, fluidly around the body like it used to, because foreign objects in it and everything cause clog. I even cause the blood not to flow in your entire body like it used to, and it can cause some damage. So yes, they mentioned the brain. Of course, anything can affect the brain. If you're not getting enough oxygen to the brain, yes, it can cause a damage. You're not getting enough blood pumped to the brain. All of them things can cause problems, people. And like I mentioned, yes, your blood get old. Your blood collect all of these things that they put in your body. They plug in shots straight to your bloodstream and all. After a while, your blood stops circulating in certain places, or low circulation in some places, even your brain. And then you have a complication. Bam.
Your brain is changing, and we can prove it to you.
Yes, and that was wonderful for us because it's about validating what women have been saying for hundreds of years.
Until now,
women have been given little information.
And they're here for thousands of years, but it's hundreds of years the women have been asking these questions. What happened, people? Like I mentioned, these things is not whole time shit. These things that they bring while life progress to basically destroy the masses. Do you understand that? Make you more attached to doctors and the medical industry, because you get to an age group now. It's time for you to get, you know, familiar with doctors and medications and all, because you're going to see these problems circulating because overload of chemicals.
On this transitional period, what she calls going from reproductive to productive. And while many might fear the changes, Moscone says she believes for some women, their brains could actually be better after menopause than before.
No, people, it's bullshit. And like I mentioned, after those supposedly, you know, chemicals start reacting, only take a matter of time before it mess you up. With all of these supposedly symptoms that you go to, and then it basically have a little reset, basically, where it kind of leave you for a while. But guess what? It shows already that your body is weak, that your body lack of a lot of things by going through the menopause. So don't be thinking that, no, it's clear road and now you're good. No, it just destroy a part of your life. Now you're living weaker. Now you're living a more frail life. Do you understand that? Yes, with your most of your inside damage and not useful anymore. Do you understand? That's what they call, you know, menopause. It basically gonna shut down most of your body. So you can't come back supposedly better and nothing. most of your body gonna be basically disabled. That's what they're talking about. That's why your period and everything stop, to show you that the machine, the motor, is shut off. The motor is damaged. That's the woman motor right there. And don't worry about it. Later on, they'll be coming right back to take it out. The whole motor. They might tell you, oh, the motor is defective. Hey, it's not, it can't have no baby anymore and all of these things. And but later on, they're going to come and root it all the way out. Cut out your ovaries and everything. Hysterectomy style. This is what they do to the masses. The human being can never live and produce on these things for too long. You have to understand that. And most of the people is going to sit around and say, you know, this, that, that. And they don't really get to produce. They wait around and it never happened. And then when they're ready to supposedly be, hey, I'm in a comfortable position now. I'm in a position now. I could have babies and them. They can't. That's just how the world runs. In a destroyed world, destruction world, where Satan controls everything. We know already what they're leading us to. The damn destruction. Yes. Another Mac Bam Thursday. Appreciate everybody for taking in. I'm gone.